Fire! Fire! Shouting those words in many locations, like inside a movie theater in the USA, and you can easily start a panic that could get people injured or killed. Do not do this lightly. It has happened before. The majority of the buildings and houses in the USA have fire alarm devices. So let me teach you a little bit about fire alarm equipment. As you may see these items anywhere you go. You may even have some in your home right now. When the smoke detector detects smoke, it will automatically trigger or actuate an alarm on the master alarm panel, usually located away from sight, where an LED light will flash to indicate what fire zone the fire is in. The fire department will automatically be alerted by telephone or internet signal. In the fire zone, the area of the fire, one or more wall-mounted fire alarms will begin flashing a bright white strobe light, similar to a camera flash, and emitting a high-pitched sound to alert everyone in the area to evacuate the area immediately. Take the stairs, not the elevator. If you see a fire yourself before the system is triggered, you can locate a fire alarm pull-down box on the wall somewhere and pull down a small handle to manually actuate the fire alarm in your fire zone. Notice that fire equipment is generally red for high visibility so you can see it and find it easily. In U.S. culture, red means danger. Also note that for fire evacuation purposes, the pathways to a building's exits are normally marked with large lighted exit signs, so you can exit a building expeditiously. These signs are normally battery-powered, as it is assumed that the fire may cause the building's power to be lost. Schools and offices will sometimes hold a fire drill to make sure everyone knows how to evacuate and where to evacuate to, fire evacuation assembly areas for accountability purposes. Have you ever had a false fire alarm where you had to evacuate for no reason? When the fire is extinguished, put out, then an all-clear signal will be given by someone indicating it is safe to return to your desk and resume working again. In my lifetime, I would say I've had about one valid fire alarm and about 30 false alarms. This has caused me to feel disdain towards my home fire alarms. They are always alarming due to low battery charges. I've given you a link to a song called Fire by Arthur Brown. It's a cute song with interesting lyrics. I think it's actually about the devil, but you may be entertained by it. One more note, the master alarm panel, that is mostly for large buildings and businesses and office buildings. In your home, you probably won't have that unless you pay extra money to get one. That's all.